So, I've got a few things with me. I just thought that we'd have a little bit of a visual all age. So I have got with me, I have got a hard hat. Up you come. Are you going to wear it for me? Well done. This is what I like, a volunteer. Do you know what? We're going to have adults soon because I haven't got enough youngsters. Your mum, your nanny, yeah. I think, that, to be honest, that's a toddler size, and you're not a toddler, are you? No, you better just hold it then, all right? Okay, I've got a few other things. So I've got a feather duster. I've got... Oh, well done. I've got a feather duster. I've got some secateurs. Come on, I need some adults up here.
My nanny.
Oh, I don't think your nanny wants to come up, so we're going to have a few other people come up. We're going to have a few... Did you hear that? We're going to have a few other people come up. Secateurs, you need to hold those because you're grown up and sensible and they're dangerous, all right? Can you hold that as well? Brilliant. Jasper, excellent. Two things for you. Chalk and a paintbrush. That paintbrush looks very new. Chalk, well done. Stethoscope, okay. Can you hold two things? Okay, crown, okay. One more thing. We've got two hands. Yeah, promotion. Okay, so we have got a crown, a stethoscope, a feather duster, a builder's hat, some chalk, a paintbrush, some secateurs, and a big bit of plastic. Yeah. And a bit of plastic. Connection. Who can get the connection between all of those things? Who can get the connection between a crown, a stethoscope, a builder's hat? Sorry? Working, yeah? Yeah? Yeah, I think it might be something to do with job description. So you could be a king. Sorry, you need a smaller head than that to have a big head. You could be a doctor. You could be a cleaner. You could be a builder. You could be... So we've got chalk. I'm very sorry, but I... In my day, you used to have a chalkboard if you were a teacher. Yeah, I couldn't quite manage the whiteboard, all right? So we've got chalk, painter or decorator, gardener. Yeah, you could even have vicar. So if you saw somebody with one of these things, you would know, really, what they were, their job description, wouldn't you? And it's quite helpful. And sometimes you might know somebody's job or know what they are because you see them in school every day. But actually, when you see them out, perhaps jogging or perhaps doing something different, you've got to get your mind into working out who they are or where they are. Thank you very much. Would you like to put those bits back for me? Thank you for being volunteers. And it's not just a problem we have today, sort of sussing out what people do. And back in Jesus's time, Pilate had terrible trouble working out really Jesus's job description. And we're going to have our reading now, and Roger is going to come and bring our reading.
Luke chapter 23, verse 33 to 43. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is God's Messiah, the Chosen One." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him, "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come in to your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
In case you haven't noticed, in the shops, it's going to be Christmas fairly soon, okay? Christmas is the time when we celebrate the birth of Jesus. So why have we just had the reading about Jesus' death on the cross? The reason is that the Church of England have said that this is the end of the year. Okay? So this is the last Sunday of the church year. Next Sunday is the first Sunday. Okay? I'm sure you all know this. And this Sunday is called Christ the King. And there's various readings in the Bible that tell you about Jesus being king. And one of them is his death on the cross, when he had a crown of thorns, but he also had a sign put up. Pilate was the Roman governor, and Jesus was brought before him, and the Jewish people had arrested Jesus, had told Pilate that Jesus claimed to be a king. So I wonder what Pilate might have expected of a king. I wonder what we expect of a king or queen or royalty, because they've been in the news a bit this last week or so, haven't they? In many countries where there's kings or queens, especially a long time ago, especially perhaps in Bible times, people were expected to do exactly what the king or queen said. So if the king or queen told you to do something, you did it. If you wanted to live a life, if you wanted to live, you did what the king or queen told you. They had total power. So just as an example, I thought we would have a queen come and visit us today. So at great expense, we have Queen Julie. Queen Julie is going to make an entrance now. You could do a royal wave. Yeah, a few of you could get in. Oh, well done. We're getting into this. We could have had a fanfare, couldn't we? But may not make it. Well done. So we have Queen Julie, who has not had people ironing her robe, but never mind. That's fine. So, Queen Julie, you may need to stand to the lectern. Now, don't forget, I told you that kings and queens in any day, really, except for now, they had complete authority. And if they told you to do something, you needed to do it. Have you all heard that? If they tell you to do something, you need to do it, okay? So that means, Queen Julie, have you got any decrees for us that we must... that we must do, all right? Are we with this bit?
I do. My first decree is that I want everybody to stand up, turn around, and sit down again after I count to three. One, two, three.
Up, turn around, sit down. Brilliant. I have to say, the vast majority did that. A few will let off.
Good.
A few didn't. Okay, can you remember everybody who can has to? And have you got another decree?
I do. My second decree is that I want everybody to stand up, flap their wings, and cluck like a chicken.
Excellent, we've got some.
After
practicing.
I count to three. Anyone who fails, who is capable, who fails to obey, will be fined £100 to my holiday fund. One, two, three.
Well done. Thank you. Excellent. Brilliant. Sit down. Thank you. Would you like to go and sit down now? Thank you very much for joining in with that. Queen Julie is now not in charge, okay? So we're not in role anymore, and you don't have to pay £100. That's absolutely fine. If you think back into the Old Testament, I think we might be on another picture, Phil. Yeah. If you think back into the Old Testament, with the story of Esther, the king there gave a decree, and it was allowing all the Jews to be killed. But when a king or queen gave a decree, it could not be changed. So when the king realized his mistake, there was no way that he could say, oh no, that decree doesn't stand. What he had to do was write another decree where the Jews were allowed to defend themselves. He still couldn't stop people going to kill them, but he could now say that they could defend themselves. So you can perhaps imagine what it's like to live under a king or a queen when they're in total control. Whatever they tell you to do, even standing up and clucking like a chicken, you would have had to do. And King Nebuchadnezzar, I think we've got a picture of that. When he was king of Babylon, about 562 BC, he had that great big statue of himself built in gold. And he told the people that when they heard the sound of music playing, they had to bow down before this statue. If they didn't bow down, they would be thrown into a blazing furnace. So you have the choice of bowing down before a golden or a statue, or being thrown into a blazing furnace. But three of Daniel's friends, they stood their ground. They didn't bow down when the music played. And as you can imagine, they were arrested. And because they'd broken a decree of the king, they were then thrown into the fiery furnace. And they'd said that they believed in a God who could save them, but even if he didn't save them, they still believed. They were thrown in, and in fact, God honoured them honouring him, and the fire didn't harm them. Not a hair of their heads were singed, their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. So we've got a little bit of an idea of what a king or a queen would be like. But Jesus was also called king. And this was a problem for Pilate, because Jesus just did not look like what he would expect a king to look like. We're going to need Queen Julie to come up, because I have a feeling that Pilate would have expected a king. It wouldn't have been a queen, or it wasn't a queen he was thinking of. I've got a feeling that Pilate would have been expecting the king to have an amazing crown. If we go on to the next picture, yeah. I've got a feeling that Pilate would have thought that the king that was in front of him should have had an amazing crown, should have had a royal robe, and should have had a throne to sit on. So if you'd like to take your throne, this is promotion, this is, okay? The bishop's throne, this is, okay? Not many people get to sit in that, bishop basically. So we'd have the queen on the throne, robes. I think probably I need a couple of servants, actually. Oh, I'll become, excellent. Anybody else? I'll become Jasper. You're going to be a servant? Jasper, I'm sure that, was that your hand up, or was that your dad putting your hand up? That's definitely, right, excuse me, just have to make sure you bow a little bit. You can't just walk up to the queen. If you'd like to come around this side, we'll see what we've got for the queen. So I think the queen has lots of money. So if you'd like to put lots of money on the side there, on the table there, excellent. And I think the queen always enjoys some good food, okay? Nobody likes these, okay? So, you like chocolate, do you? I tell you what, most people like chocolate. So if you like to put that on the side of the table. So we've got plenty of money, we've got plenty of chocolates. If you'd just like to sort of sit down there a minute, because in case the queen says she wants you to do anything, that's right, excellent. So I've got a feeling that that Pilate would have expected a king to look rather more like this. crown, throne, luxurious food, lots of money. That was why Pilate had a problem when he asked Jesus, who was in front of him, when he asked Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And although Jesus had been given all power and majesty and honour and is king of all time and space, he is a very different king to what they were expecting. Jesus didn't look like a king. He looked like a poor man. He wasn't dressed in rich clothing. He didn't have a large army following him, armed with swords or clubs, ready to fight for him. Jesus actually only had a small band of disciples with him. And at that point in time, when we had that reading, his band of disciples had run away. So what do we know about Jesus? Because he certainly, I'm afraid to say, didn't look like this. We do know he laid aside his majesty, didn't he, when he came from heaven. He was born in a stable, he was small, he was vulnerable, and he didn't look like a king at all. And throughout his life, he didn't have wealth and comfort and extravagant food. So, servants, he didn't have extravagant food. So if you like to remove the chocolates, because that's not part of what the king's got, okay? Put the lid on for me. Excellent. Okay, so if you like to go and look after those, and if you didn't have all the wealth, so brilliant. Do you want to go? Do you want to put them on the front seat for me, please? On the front seat for me. So, no chocolates, no food. Sorry about that. I still need your help. Because the other thing that King Jesus didn't have at that time was a crown. So if you'd like to take a crown off, brilliant, on the table. That'd be good. I'm sorry, didn't have a throne either. And the other thing didn't have was a robe. So if you'd like to take the robe off, Queen Julie. And shall we lay it on the throne? And you didn't have a throne, turn it round. Thank you. He didn't have the crown, didn't have the extravagant food, didn't have the money, didn't have the robe. Afraid he didn't have the servants either, they'd all run away. Brilliant, real running away. Jesus came to live with us, didn't he? Like one of us, among us, caring for us, searching for the lost, binding up the injured. And we know that on that last night, actually, Jesus took the form of a servant. He took a towel over your arm. He took a towel, didn't he? And he started to wash the disciples' feet on the night before he was arrested and crucified. And he washed each of those disciples' feet, the lowest of the low. The song goes, Jesus is the servant king. And even though he was a king, he laid down his life for us. And so, if we worship Jesus as king, he is our saviour. And we know how he behaved on earth, how kind and loving he was. And that's how he wants us to behave as well. And Jesus, King Jesus, has some decrees for us, not like Queen Julie's decrees. He has decrees that are sensible and for the good of us and for the good of the world. So I think we have some decrees from living under the rule of King Jesus.
My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. John 15, verse 12. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Luke 6, 37.
Thank you. I think Queen Julie's done a pretty good role, and the servants, so shall we give them a clap? Thank you very much. And perhaps as we come up for communion, I'm going to leave that there. Jesus didn't have all those things. He laid all of those things aside. We can rejoice. Jesus is King. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father, and he will reign forever. Amen.